Which today, the executive mayor of the city of Joburg, Mpho Phalatse, along with the MMC for Environment and Infrastructure Services, Councillor Michael Sun, and the CEO of City Power, had a briefing with the media today to speak about what the state is of City Power and what's being done to mitigate load shedding in the city. The mayor's spokesperson joining me now, Mabine Siabe. Mabine, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Just before we get into the power issues that were addressed this morning, how's the mayor feeling ahead of this motion of no confidence today?
Good afternoon to you. And listen, the mayor is feeling fine. She's continued the work of business. As you stated, she briefed the media this morning on our future plans to safeguard the city of Johannesburg from load shedding. We can't allow the theatrics of politics to stop the work of government. So the mayor is fine. She's in good spirits. And we continue with working towards the future of the city of Johannesburg.
So this morning she outlined the plan to deal with load shedding and the state of city power as well. Briefly, if you can, what is the plan?
Well, it's a 401 million rand plan that has been in the works for a couple of months whilst we tested the viability of these options. So effectively, we can save the city around just over 400 megawatts, which will stave off around stage three load shedding. And this would include the recommissioning of two open cycle gas turbine stations. We just need to spend around 20 million rand on those two sites. Of course, this will require diesel to be burnt, but the city is already sitting with about 1.2 million litres of diesel. And then we'll need to look at ripple relay systems at around 85 million rand. And this will allow the city to remotely manage high usage or high voltage products such as geysers, as well as pool motors. We're also looking at smart meters and communication. And this will allow us to effectively not completely switch off residents, but limit the amount of energy that we send to those households so they're able to continue powering essential items such as lights, fridges and such. And we're also looking at an energy management system that will allow us to properly manage this process.
And in terms of the state of city power, that was also updated today. How concerned is the city with what's going on at city power and its capabilities?
Well, we're very concerned about what is happening at city power. And in fact, city power is a victim of load shedding. I mean, when the lights go out, it's a signal to criminals that the system can be attacked. So the city is losing on average too many substations a day due to theft and vandalism. We've spent around 400 million rand alone, or rather 200 million rand alone, on replacing many substations over the last year. But the executive mayor's office has written to the South African Police Service because this is not something that we can handle alone. We're dealing with organized criminals that are highly resourced and highly armed, and therefore we're asking for the intervention of the SAPS, who have come to our aid previously. We're asking for them to once again come to our aid because we can't allow the economic capital of the city to collapse.
Mabine, thank you very much. Mabine Siabe, the spokesperson for the Joburg Mayor, Mpho Phalatse, giving an update on that press conference earlier today.